I'm Sarah Reith with KZYX. It's November 13th and we're at the Ukiah City Conference Center. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, my name is Ben Anderson. I am a licensed clinical social worker and I am the behavioral health director for Mendocino Community Health Clinics.
And can you talk a little bit about the severity of the drug addiction-induced problems that are present here in Mendocino County?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking about that. I think most folks have heard that there is an opioid epidemic. I think what probably most folks don't realize is how bad it is in Mendocino County, in that we are, out of all 58 counties, we are ranked within the top five for opioid overdose deaths, for deaths related to all drug use, and for drug-related emergency department visits.
How long has it been that bad?
That I'm not sure of. What I can tell you is that we have been doing medication-assisted treatment within our four clinics for 10 years now. So it's not a new problem. I think the pendulum has swung to where there's greater awareness of the problem, but this is a problem that really started in the 90s and to some degree was, you know, opioids were really pushed by the drug manufacturers and marketed as being not addictive and kind of a cure for pain. And what we know now is that they are highly addictive and people are dying. Right now, opioid overdose is the number one killer of people under the age of 50. It's no longer car crashes.
It seems like there might be a trust gap between people who are suffering and people who are providing treatment. So is there a way to convince people that medically assisted treatment isn't just another round of buying a bunch of drugs to enrich drug companies?
Yeah, I think it's important to look at, you know, how these drugs work. You know, just saying all drugs are bad. And I think, you know, Dr. Waller speaks to our emotional attachment to different things. So if people have a heart attack and they're told they need to take a medication to prevent them from having another heart attack, it's generally seen as a good thing. But opioid overdose kills more people than heart attacks, and yet if there's a medication that treats the symptoms and the cravings, it's looked at negatively in society. It's part of the stigma of substance use disorders.
And we're here on the first morning of a two-day conference with Dr. Corey Waller, who's a nationally renowned expert in addiction medicine. And I'm wondering how you're hoping that this event will affect the way that you're able to provide treatment to your patients.
Well, I think it starts with having a system of care to meet the right level of need. And like most rural northern counties in the state, there's just an absence of available services. We have a great program that uses Suboxone, which is, you know, buprenorphine is the active ingredient in that. And that's great if you live here, but there are some people who do better with methadone. The nearest methadone clinic is in Santa Rosa. And, you know, many folks don't have a vehicle or gas money or a way to access that and have to go down to Santa Rosa and back every day. So there's different levels of care that are needed. There's different levels of outpatient care, different levels of inpatient care. And we just have, in general, a lack of resources. And so part of the goal of today is to identify what do we currently have and how do we currently work together and communicate with each other. Are we using the same assessment measures? Do we have good releases so that we can protect people's privacy while giving them the most effective care? And then what services are missing? What do we not have? We don't have a medical detox in this county. There's many things we don't have. How do we build that? How do we get the funding that we need so that folks within the region at least can have all of the services that they need to recover?
And there was some mention in introductory remarks about technical assistance and some grants that started to become available last year. So is there more money available to implement all these great ideas?
Yeah, so this training, I mean, we have a nationally renowned expert here for two full days, and it's not costing anybody in attendance a dime other than their lost time at work and time out of their busy schedules, and that's through a state opioid response grant. And I think, you know, this is step one, is identifying the need. It's my hope and belief that, there has been more funding for addressing the opioid epidemic. It's my hope that this would be followed next year by funding to actually help build the resources. One of the things that's part of this concurrent grant and this two-day event that Health Management Associates is doing is technical assistance, and that's for 1 year. Anybody who's participating in this process can get free technical assistance for a year to either start providing medication-assisted treatment or to increase their capacity to serve more patients with medication-assisted treatment.
So that's increasing the expertise of some of the folks who are already involved in the field, but he was showing us slides of like the city of Manhattan and how you can just step on a bus and go anywhere and get the specific cardiac treatment that you need. So is there going to be funding for that level of treatment for substance abuse before we're all dead of old age?
Yeah, likely not locally. I mean, in lower Manhattan, Dr. Waller was saying, well, you know, you go to this building and there's a guy who does left ventricular failure, and then you go to across the street and his partner or whoever does right ventricular failure. But there's some basic levels of care that we can build regionally. So maybe if we don't have everything on the coast or don't have everything in Ukiah, it's available nearby to where between us and Sonoma County and Lake County, we can have everything we need and then organize ways to make sure everybody actually has access to that for things like inpatient treatment. For outpatient treatment, that's readily available already in most communities, including the coast, Laytonville, South Coast, Ukiah, Willits. So it's readily available for Suboxone, but not for methadone.
What are the biggest needs in this field of treatment locally in Mendocino County?
That's a tough question. I think access to the right level of care and the professional development to have the experts who know how to screen, assess, refer, and then treat at all of the different levels of care that are needed.
So it sounds like once you have the system in place, the needs will become more clear.
I think so, and then we need people to staff that. You know, just in general, there's a workforce shortage for a lot of expertise in this county. You know, we don't have enough nurses, we don't have enough therapists, we don't have enough doctors, we don't, same old tune we've been singing for years, but the need is still there. So hopefully part of what we can address is having training locally to kind of grow our own and train locals to meet the needs in the community so that we're not reliant on people moving here from out of the area.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.